الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is supplication, dua. Dua is spelled D-U-A. Just praying to Allah and asking what you need and what you want and what you desire. So I just want to read a few things regarding supplication. I'll discuss certain things and present to you all regarding supplication. It was narrated by one of the Prophet's companions who said, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, indeed, supplication is worship, or is the worship. Then he recited, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, which means, and your Lord said, invoke me, I will respond to you. So I want us to keep this in mind, that we invoke Allah, ask of Allah, request of Allah to do certain things, or we want certain things, or we need certain things, then Allah said, he said, invoke me, ask me, and I will respond to you. And also he mentioned another hadith where the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, he said to a group of people, Allah said, ask and I will give you what you need or what you want. And so that's, from me paraphrasing a little bit, what I just read to you. And your Lord said, invoke me, and I will respond to you. And Allah said, answer me, want help, ask help, have help for me. Also was narrated, when it was asked Aisha, which was the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about the supplication of the Prophet. And she said, and I'll read the English right now because of time. She said that he used to say, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the evil of that which I have done and the evil of that which I have not done. And so this is what we can do, or the dua, or the supplication that the Prophet used to make according to his wife Aisha, may Allah have mercy upon her. And he sought refuge from the evil that he's done and the evil that he have not done. So we should follow his lead and do the same thing. We seek refuge from Allah from the evil that we've done and the evil that we have not done. And it was also mentioned in another hadith where the Prophet Muhammad said, this was narrated by Abu Huraira, He said that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, said, seek refuge with Allah from poverty, insufficiency, and humiliation, and from wrongdoing, from wronging others and being wronged. So this beautiful hadith or saying is that we want to seek refuge with Allah from poverty, insufficiency, and humility. And also humiliation, being humiliated by someone, and from wronging others and being wronged. And so this is another dua. I'm just giving you all some tips from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, of what he used to say and what he used to pray for and what he advised us to pray for. And I also want to remind you of this pertaining to supplication or the dua that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, used to make. And it said by Jabir that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, ask Allah for beneficial knowledge and seek refuge with Allah for knowledge that is of no benefit. So this is what we want to seek. This is what we want to ask Allah for. Oh Allah, give me the beneficial knowledge. Knowledge is going to benefit me. And keep me away from knowledge that is not going to benefit me. And so you want to keep this in mind when we are making supplication. And I think this particular, not because I'm teaching this, but because it may be beneficial to you all, because I'm going to say a lot of things in this particular class, and you may not be able to keep up with it all right fast enough, but you can always listen to this episode again and get some tips on making dua, or making supplication to Allah. And another saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what he said. And one of his companions asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what should I say when I ask of Allah? And then he advised him on what to say. And he said to say, O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, keep me safe and sound, and grant me provision. And so, and then it goes into some other details, which you can always go to one of the Muslim places of worship, and maybe the scholar there would be able to answer the question for the other detail. But I'm just going to focus on the initial thing that he said regarding supplication, is that he said, you say, O Allah, forgive me, astaghfirli, ani, have mercy on me, keep me safe and sound, and grant me provisions. So this is a part of the dua, a supplication that he advised us to say. So I want to read, of course, one more, where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, and it was related by Abu Huraira. Prophet Muhammad, he said, it is necessary that you do not become hasty. And then one of the companions said, what does being hasty mean? And the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he said, when one says, I supplicated to Allah, but Allah did not answer me, or become frustrated, because you want Allah to answer you right then and right now, after you finish putting your hands up, asking of Allah that he should answer you right now. So we have to be careful of that, and don't become frustrated, or don't be because Allah did not answer your supplication. And this may be the work of Shaitan, may Allah protect us from him, that Shaitan may say, Allah ain't going to answer your prayer. Don't worry about it. Don't make any more supplications, because you're wasting your time. So he's saying all these kind of things to you, so you won't ask of Allah. Where Allah says, ask of me, and you seek help from me. So don't become frustrated and you don't immediately get an answer from Allah. We have to be patient and don't be impatient when we make the supplication to Allah for what we need and what we want and what we desire. So I want to talk about for a moment, there's three supplications that Allah answers, or three individuals that Allah answers. And it was narrated again by Abu Huraira. He narrated that the messenger of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, and peace and blessings be upon him, that he said, there are three supplications that will undoubtedly be answered. The supplication of one who has been wronged, the supplication of the traveler, and the supplication of a father for his child. And some say, for the parents for their child, or some say a father for his son. Different versions of this, but basically praying for your child or your children. Allah knows best. This person makes supplication for their child, parents make supplication for their child, and it will not go not unanswered. Or a person who has been wrong, or a person who is traveling. Another time for supplication, if it's when it's raining, or we are Muslims, when we have a head on the ground in sujood for the final time, and we ask Allah for what we need, what we want, and what we desire. So at certain times, we make supplication where it's stronger than other times. And so they're talking about here, the individuals that is stronger for their supplication proved to be undoubtedly answered. And I want to also keep in mind, a person is wrong, for example, is a person who is being oppressed or harmed or hurt or something like that. And so what Hadith said, there's no barrier or no curtain between the supplication of a person who is invoking Allah, supplicating to Allah, that is being oppressed. So anyone out there oppressing a person, thinking they're getting away with it, you're not getting away with anything at all, because it mentions here is that Allah answers the prayer of the person who supplicates to Allah, who is being wronged or being oppressed. So you all who are oppressors, harming people, you think you're getting away with it, you're not with it. You're not getting away with anything. You may either catch it now in this world, or you may catch it later on in the next for the harm that you've done to that individual. So we want to stay away from that, from harming other individuals to the best of our ability. And I want you all to really listen to me clearly on this one. So also would help you with understanding regarding Allah not answering your supplication. You may want it done right now, but be patient. Maybe some of you supplicated yesterday, or supplicated today. May you supplicate tomorrow. Just be very, very patient. And you want to pray to Allah for that you're a patient person. And Allah is with those who are patient. So it also mentioned by Salman, he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad said, may peace be upon him, your Lord is kind and most generous, and is too kind to let his servant, if he raises his hands to him, bring them back empty, or he is frustrated. So Allah, you raise your hand up. When a Muslim prays, we raise our hands up to Allah, palms facing up, and we pray to Allah for what we want, need, and desire. So you may see someone, say for my students who are not Muslim, you may see a Muslim, he or she, raise their hands up, and they're asking of Allah for what they need, and what they want, and what they desire. That's our form of prayer. Some people, they'll put their hands together in prayer. Some people don't do that, don't put their hands together or do anything at all. For the Muslims, for the most part, we raise our hands up, palms up towards the sky or ceiling, and then we ask Allah for what we want and what we need and what we desire. And it says here, Allah said, that the person does not bring their hands down empty. So we trust in Allah, that Allah heard us, and He is our hearing and our knowing, and He hears what we say. And so I want to mention something else, a very beautiful saying that the Prophet Muhammad used to say, and I read it in Arabia, and then I read it in English, and it used to say, Allahumma atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. And the supplication it used to say is, oh Allah, give us good in this world and good in the next world, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. So this is a dua, a supplication that the Prophet Muhammad used to recite. This was narrated by Anas, and he reported that the Prophet Muhammad would say this. And he would say, oh Allah, give us good in this world and good in the next world, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. It's an-nar. And so we want to always pray to Allah. When we need help, we pray to Allah. We ask of Allah. Ask Allah for what we need and want and desire. And there's nothing too great that we can ask for Allah. We don't pray against our family. We don't pray for Allah to curse our wealth or anything like that. These are things that we can't pray for. But other things that we can pray for. And don't be ashamed to ask of Allah. Allah could grant what He wants, and He cannot grant what He wants. Don't be afraid. Ask of Allah. And don't think that these things are impossible for Allah. It may be impossible for you as a human being, but it's not impossible for Allah. Allah to get you out of a bad situation that you're in. Are you in a situation you say is impossible for me to have success with this particular situation? No, that's Shaitan trying to make you think that it's no success. You will not be successful. So why ask Allah for anything? Don't do this crooked thing and you get out of it. No, you do the right thing and you ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. Don't be afraid to do so. Ask Allah to forgive you your sins. It could be as large as a mountain, or high as the sky. It does not matter. Like the foam of the ocean, which I said to you before, it does not matter. Allah will forgive you. Allah may forgive you. I put it to you that way. And that you just have to supplicate to Allah. I cannot tell Allah what to do, and you cannot tell Allah what to do. And it's not. It doesn't matter if you're the poorest of the poor, or you're the richest of the rich. If Allah want to answer your dua, your supplication, He would do so. And Allah does not want to answer your supplication, and then He won't do so, because everything is in the hands of Allah, and He hears everything. He knows everything. He is all knowing and all hearing. And don't be ashamed to ask of Allah. My beautiful students. So I have put this idea here, what I just said. You put it in your box and you bring it out when you need it. Put it in your bag and when you need it. You make the supplication to Allah and ask of Allah. And if you've done something, ask forgiveness from Allah. Ask Allah to forgive you for what you've done. Because, of course, the conditions we ask for repentance, and you can always go to my previous class that we had, episode, and we talk about repentance and also the criteria for repentance, and what a person should do, advise to do when it comes to a person seek repentance from Allah. And so, my beautiful students, I pray that you take this particular tool that I gave to you and you utilize it. Even ask Allah for Jannah, for paradise, and keep you away from hellfire. You may say, I don't need anything. You need Allah's help, because you may think you're on your way to hellfire, and you pray to Allah, you may be on your way to paradise. You may think that you're on your way to paradise, and you pray to Allah and ask Allah to keep you away from Jahannam or the hellfire, an-nar. You may have been listening to Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.